And now we turn it over to meteorologist Abel Showers for a look at the weather.
Thank you, Jim. Well, it looks like we have another beautiful day in store for us today. Temperatures will be in the mid-20s for a high and dropping down to around 18 degrees overnight. Looking ahead to the coming week, tomorrow expects to see some more of the same throughout the evening hours. But a strong high-pressure system moving in from the northwest promises to bring with it some inclement conditions on Wednesday, which are expected to stick with us until Thursday afternoon. Temperatures will be nearing 30 degrees with high dew points. In layman's terms, this means that the air will be very moist, very damp, and very, very steamy. As the system passes through our area, we can expect some relief from the humidity, but temperatures will continue to climb on Friday and into the weekend. Saturday promises to be quite torrid. Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I see you there. What are you doing? Is that your hand in your pants? What a filthy little pervert you are. Oh? That's all you have to say for yourself? I'm sorry? I really don't think sorry will cut it, mister. You're sitting there watching me read the weather, and you're playing with yourself. I really think that it'll take more than just a simple apology for me to let this slide. What are you even doing masturbating to a network news meteorologist anyway? You do know that there are literally hundreds of thousands of hours of pornos available on the internet, right? And you're sitting there, diddling yourself to a fully clothed woman on the news. It's a little pathetic, don't you think? What's that? I can't understand a word out of your stammering little mouth. I said, how are we going to address this issue? Oh, you don't know? Well, that doesn't really surprise me at all. But that's okay, because I know just how to handle sniveling little wankers like you. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to direct you exactly how I want you to touch yourself, and you are going to follow my instructions down to the last detail. Are we clear? Oh, you don't want to. Come on. You're already touching yourself watching me, and now you say you don't want to? Well, too bad. You asked for this, and now you're going to get it whether you want to or not. Understood? Good. I'm glad that we could come to an understanding. Why don't you start by grabbing yourself by the shaft and just squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Keep going like that until I tell you otherwise. That's it. Good boy. So tell me, when you sit there stroking yourself to my image on the TV, what are you thinking about? Perhaps you're imagining what I'm wearing under this tight, form-fitting dress. Is that it? You can see that I have on black nylons. Are you picturing me wearing thigh-high stockings with a little garter belt and a pair of lacy black panties? Or maybe you're more of a pantyhose lover. Can you imagine seeing my ass and my little hot pink thong peeking through the sheer black material? Black and pink make such a sexy combination, don't you think? Should I twirl for you? Would you like to see how this dress hugs the contours of my firm, round ass? You don't need to answer. I know it's what you want. Well, get a good look. How's that cock of yours feeling? Is that constant squeeze and release getting you worked up? Good. That's a good boy. We're going to change things up a little now. I want you to get undressed. If you're going to sit there imagining me in my underwear or less, I think it's only fair that I get to see what you're packing, right? Good boy, that's right. All the way down to nothing. Me? No, I don't think I'll be taking anything off. I am on TV after all. And this is meant to be a punishment for you, not a reward. Now sit your ass back down on that couch and grip that dick for me. Wait, what are you doing? Did I say stroke? Did I? That's right. I did not say that you could start stroking. And if you recall, we were doing this my way. Understood? Good. I'm glad. Now you can start stroking. Slowly, though. There you go. Up and down. Up and down. Just like that. Good boy. Perhaps you can be trained after all. Oh. What's that? Is that a little drop of pre-cum I see glistening in the light of the TV? Ah, we're going to use that. Use the middle finger of your other hand and start rubbing that pre-cum all over the head. Be sure to keep stroking. That's it. Up and down. Good boy. Get that head nice and slick with that pre-cum. How are you doing? It seems like you might be getting a little more flustered. That's good. It's nothing less than what you deserve, you little pervert. So, back to what I'm wearing under this dress. Well, what if I told you that you were partly correct? I am wearing a garter and thigh highs. But I'm not wearing any panties. That got a reaction, didn't it? I could almost see your cockhead twitch from here. Does it surprise you to hear that I'm going commando? It may surprise you even more to hear that I'm getting wet watching you stroke yourself like that. Don't get too excited, though. It doesn't change anything. I'm still here to see that you're punished. All right, I need to move things along. It's almost time for the traffic update. I want you to start stroking faster with your dominant hand. That's good. Yes. Now, focus the pressure just below the head of your cock. Good. Now with your other hand, I want you to cup and gently squeeze your balls. Are they getting nice and tight? Good boy. Close your eyes for me. Picture me standing here in my stockings and garter and my lacy black bra. And that's it. I need you to stroke faster, love. You getting close? Good. I want you to come when I tell you, and not before. Understood? 10. That's it. Keep stroking. A little faster, though. Faster. 9. How are you doing? Don't come yet. I haven't given you permission. 8. Look at you, breathing heavy. You're really struggling not to blow, aren't you? 7. 6.
Don't you fucking come. We're not even halfway there.
5. You aren't gonna make it, are you? You're so turned on at the thought of me dripping wet, coaxing you towards that orgasm that you're just about to pop. 5. You aren't going to make it, are you? You're so turned on at the thought of me dripping wet, coaxing you towards an orgasm that you are about to pop. I thought that would get you, but you're still with us. Good boy. 4. Are you getting close? Look at that throbbing cock. You are hanging on by a thread. 3. Get ready. I don't have any time to waste. The traffic report is up at any moment. 2. I need you to stroke fast. As fast as you can. You fuck yourself with that fist. That's it, baby. You can do it. Yes. We're getting there. 1. Yes. There we go. You can come for me, baby, okay? You gonna come for me? I want you to come. I want you to come so fucking hard. I want you to shoot that load all over yourself and make a big fucking mess. That's it. That's it, baby. Give in and let go. And come for me. Good boy. You did good for me. Maybe we can do this again tomorrow. But in the meantime, I need to get back to work.
Now we send it over to Auto Rex for a look at the current traffic conditions.